Let's open up our Bibles again to 1 John.
我们再翻回约翰一书。
I was in the back over there because I've got a son that is a, he got sick in the airport 2 days ago and he's still sick, so.
我有个儿子在后面。
Attending him back there.
因为他在机场里头生病了，所以我再照顾一下，所以迟到，对不起。
So far, we've looked at the following tests.
我们已经看了这些经文了。
The true Christian will walk in the light.
就是基督徒会行在光中。
It means that their life will conform to what God has told us about His character and His will.
就是他的生命会照着神的旨意和神的属性、神的本性而生活，会符合。
Secondly, the true Christian.
第二个考验。
Secondly, the true Christian will be sensitive with regard to their sin and be marked by confession.
会对他生命中的罪敏感，而且会有悔改的、认罪的特征。
Thirdly, he will have a new relationship with God's commands.
他跟神的诫命之间有个新的关系。
He'll want to know what God has commanded.
他愿意明白神的诫命是什么。
He will make effort to obey God's commands.
而且他会努力要遵行神的诫命。
And he will be broken and repentant when he finds himself in disobedience.
当他不顺服神的诫命的时候，他会心碎，他会忧伤痛悔。
Now we're going to look at another test.
我们再看下一个考验。
It's in chapter 2, verse 6.
是第二章的第六节。
The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
The one who says he's a Christian.
那自称是基督徒的人。
Ought to walk like Jesus walked.
应该像耶稣一样的行事为人。
Or ought to live like Jesus lived.
或者应该像基督一样的生活。
Now that doesn't mean we put a robe on and move to Palestine.
不是说我们穿上一个袍子，然后搬到巴勒斯坦去住啊。
And we are not God incarnate.
我们不是上帝道成肉身呢。
So we're probably not going to be walking on the water.
所以我们可能不会在水上行走。
What it means here is to live in a way that reflects His character.
这里的意思说，我们要生活行事来反映出他的品格来。
To live as he lived.
要照他所行的去行，
now,
所活的去活。好。
Most people at one time or another in their life, they've had a hero.
大多数人啊，在他生命中啊，都有一个崇拜的偶像。
Or someone they wanted to be like.
或者一个他愿意效法的榜样。
Maybe you wanted to be like a great football player.
也许你想要做一个橄榄球明星，你很效法的。
And so you tried to shape your life to be like that great football player.
或者你就想要效法那个，或者姚明啊什么，效法这样的人。
Or maybe you watched too many Bruce Lee movies and you wanted to be like Bruce Lee.
你看了太多那个功夫的电影，你想要像那个 Bruce Lee 啊。
Or maybe you saw some beautiful model in a magazine and you wanted to be like her.
或者你在杂志上看到一些漂亮的模特儿，你愿意像她一样的。
Or you see some movie star and you want to be like them.
或者看到一些明星啊、歌星啊，你想跟他们一样。
Well, the true Christian has a hero.
你知道，真正的基督徒也有一个英雄。
Someone they want to be like.
他们愿意效法的一个榜样。
And it's Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
If I came up to you and said, "What do you do for a living?"
如果我到你面前，我问你，你靠什么生活
？And you said, "Well, I'm a professional football player."
你说我是一个职业的橄榄球员。
I say, "What team do you play for?"
我说你为哪一个队在打
？You say, "Well, I don't play on a team."
你说我是个体户。
Well, where do you practice?
我说你在哪儿练球
？I don't practice.
我不练。
Do you have a ball?
你有没有橄榄球呢
？No.
我没有球。
Well then, that's ridiculous.
那是很可笑的。
All right. If I asked you, do you want to be like Jesus?
那如果我问你，你愿不愿意效法基督呢
？And you said yes.
你说当然。
What proof could you give me that that was true?
那你可以给我什么证据来证明你愿意效法基督
？If I said, Do you spend time in prayer daily?
你每天是不是祷告啊？花时间。
No.
你说我不祷告。
Do you study His Word?
你读不读他的圣经啊？
No.
我不花时间。
Are you striving to be like Him?
你是否努力要效法他呢？
No.
我也不。
Would the people closest to you say that your number one goal was to be like Jesus?
跟你最亲近的人会不会说你生命最高的目标是要像他，跟他亲近？
No.
不。
Well, then how can you tell me that you want to be like Jesus?
那你怎么证明你要效法基督，要像他呢？
So sometimes you see,
你知道有时候
we say things,
我们说一套，
we don't even realize what we're saying.
那我们都不知道我们说的是什么。
You know, there are a lot of beautiful Christian songs.
你知道有很多美好的基督教的诗歌。
Though none go with me, still I will follow.
虽无人跟随我，仍要
Jesus, with all my heart, I love thee.
耶稣，我全心全意的爱你。
Jesus, I surrender all to you.
主啊，我把一切奉献给你。
Do you know what one famous preacher said one time?
你知道有一个有名的传道人有一次怎么说的？
Christians don't tell lies.
基督徒啊，不会说谎。
They sing them.
他们只会唱谎。
But think about it.
想想。
Do you not know that you will be judged for every empty word?
你知道我们会因着我们说的每一句空话每一句闲话受审判。
There are sometimes songs are being sung.
有时候我们唱一些诗歌。
And it'll say some radical statement like, I give you all my heart, I belong to you totally.
里头说一些很革命性的话 我全然属你我把我的心全然归给你。
I stop singing.
我不敢唱。
Because I don't want to have to answer for that on the day of judgment.
因为到审判的日子，我不敢为我口中所说的闲话面对主。
Now, do you sing lies?
你是否唱谎言呢？
Do you make statements about yourself that aren't true?
你是否讲自己一些话其实不是事实？
Do you see?Preachers don't preach on the fear of the Lord anymore, do they?
你知道传道人不再传讲对神的敬畏之心了，对不对？
That you need to be afraid what you say?
你应该因你口中所说的话而惧怕。
Because you'll be held accountable for it?
因为有一天神要找你算账的。
So when you say, I want to be like Jesus,
所以当你说我要更像耶稣，
prove it.
证明一下。
How?
你怎么像耶稣？
What do you do?
你做什么事情？
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
When I was a little boy, we lived on a cattle ranch.
当我小的时候，我住在一个牲畜的农场。
Cowboys.
我是 cowboy 就是。
And when it would snow,
当下雪的时候。
We would have to either break the ice to water the cattle or carry water out to them.
我们要不就把冰打破，或者要带水去给牛给那些牲畜吃。
And my dad was a really big man.
我爸爸是一个非常魁梧的。
And when I was a little boy,
当我是个小孩的时候
I wanted to be just like him.
我就像我爸爸一样。
I mean, I tried to imitate him in everything.
你知道我做的一切我都要效法他，要模仿他。
And when he would pick up one big bucket with one hand and another big bucket of water with another.
他两手会拿着两桶水，沉重的水。
And he would walk out across the snow.
他就会在雪地上走过去。
And I wanted to be just like him.
我要像我老爸一样。
I'd pick up one bucket.
我也拿起一个桶子。
Pick up another one.
两个桶子。
I'm like 6 years old.
我只有六岁。
And I would try to put my foot in his footprint.
我会把我的脚放在他的脚印中。
I looked like a drunken spider going out through the snow.
我就像一个喝醉酒的蜘蛛在雪地上行走。
If people would have saw me, they would have laughed.
如果有人看到我，他们会笑话我的。
That silly boy.
那个愚昧的小孩。
He can't walk like his dad.
他不可能像他爸爸一样的行走嘛。
They would have said that.
他们会说出来。
But there would have been no doubt in their mind.
但是在他们心里头，他们会毫不犹豫的。
that that little boy wanted to be like his dad.
这个孩子心里头愿意效法他的父亲。
In spite of his weakness,
尽管他这么软弱，
it was clear from his life,
但从他的生命言行中可以看出来，
that he wanted to be like his dad.
愿意像他爸爸一样。
Would someone say that about you?
人们可不可以也说对你说同样的话呢？
Would your wife or your husband or your children say that about you?
你的妻子、你的丈夫或者你儿女看到你，可不可以说同样的话？
You see?
看到吗？
There was a man who for many years discipled me.
多年有一个弟兄啊，他一直在
培训我。And every time I learned something new in the Bible,
每次我在圣经里学一些新东西啊，
he would say this.
他就会告诉我。
Oh yes.
哦，没错。
It's now in your head.
现在你理性上明白了。
But has it become a reality in your life?
但是有没有成为你生命的一部分呢？
See the difference?
看到这两者的不同吗？
It's a big difference.
这是天渊之别。
Now, what is God's great goal in saving us?
神拯救我们的最主要的目标是什么？
On the Godward side, He saves us in order to demonstrate who He is.
从神的角度而言啊，他拯救我们为要显明他自己。
On the manward side, he's saving us that we might be conformed to the image of his son.
从人的角度，他拯救我们，好叫我们能够效法他儿子的模样。
Now, when we talk about salvation or justification,
当我们讲论救恩或是称义的时候，
in a sense, it's monergistic.
从一个角度，这是单方面的。
It's God working.
是神单单的动工。
You didn't help God save you.
你没有帮助神拯救自己。
God did it all.
神全部干，做完了。
But when we talk about sanctification,
但当我们讲到成圣的时候，
growing in Christ's likeness,
就是越来越像耶稣基督的形象。
God is working.
在讲到成圣，是神在动工。
But we're also called to work.
但是我们也需要同工。
God works in His providence.
神在护理当中在动工。
Do you know all the trials that are in your life?
你知道你生命中所遇见的患难逼迫这一切。
They have a great purpose.
都有一个目的。
To make you like Christ.
就是使你更像耶稣。
But you and I are also to labor with God.
但你我也要与神同工。
And how do we do that?
我们怎么与他同工？
Well, here's some of the ways.
哦，这些是一些方式啊。
We discover those. We discover those things that God hates.
我们会发现神所恨恶的有哪一些。
And we avoid them.
然后就避开这些。
Those things that contaminate, we avoid them.
那些能够叫我们被玷污的，我们就远离。
And then we also renew our mind in the Word of God.
同时，我们借着神的话语呢，要更新我们的心意。
We study God's Word.
我们要研读神的话。
We meditate upon God's Word.
默想神的话。
Seek to obey God's Word.
而且寻求要顺服神的话。
We also pray.
而且我们要祷告。
We pray.
我们祷告。
And we also fellowship with God's people in a real, visible, local church.
而且我们会跟神的百姓相交，在一个真正的本地的教会，跟属神的百姓在主里团契。
You cannot become a mature Christian apart from being a vital, real member of a visible, local church.
如果你不是属于一个地上的一个看得见的一个活泼的教会，你的生命就不能长进。
But you need to understand that being a member of a church means more than just coming to the meeting.
你知道，成为一个会员不仅仅是礼拜天来聚会而已。
But it's also coming in order to serve.
而且你要进来服侍。
To help other brothers and sisters.
帮助其他的主里弟兄姊妹成长。
Now there's a balance.
有一个平衡呢，我们要保持。
And I want to tell you something. In the Chinese and Asian churches, I've seen not a good balance.
你知道，在中国在亚洲的华人教会，我看到那个不平衡。
Now what do I mean?
什么意思呢？
Chinese people are very hardworking.
中国人呢是干活非常勤快的民族。
I've seen some pastors take advantage of that.
我看到有些牧师啊就占便宜啦。
They're like Pharaoh building their own kingdom.
他们就像是法老王在建立自己的国度一样，在教会里。
They get people in the church.
他们把教会里的人呢，
And some of those people aren't even saved.
有些人根本没得救啊。
Because they're really not being fed the word of God.
因为牧师没有用神的话语喂养他们。
But they get the people busy.
但是这个牧师呢，让所有的老百姓干活。
Coming to church every day.
每天来教会。
Every night something.
每天晚上都有活动。
That's not what I'm talking about.
这不是我讲的。
Because if you do that, how are you ever going to have a biblical family?
但如果你这样子天天在教会里忙，你怎么会有一个合乎圣经的家庭呢？怎么成为一个合乎圣经的丈夫或妻子呢？没时间了。
We come to church to receive the word.
我们来教会是领受神的道。
To worship together, to pray together.
一起来敬拜，一起来祷告神。
Even to gather our funds together so that we can do more work for the kingdom.
甚至奉献，好叫我们能够为神的国度更加的拓展。
But you should also be asking, what gifts have God given you?
而且你同时要问，神给了我什么样的恩赐呢？
How can you help the body?
你怎么能够帮助基督的身体呢？
How can you serve in the church withoutdisobeying God in the other areas of your life?
你怎么能够在教会里服侍的同时呢，在其他的方面不违背神的旨意呢？
What do I mean?
这什么意思？
When my wife and I had no children,
当我跟我的妻子没生孩子的时候，
she served alongside me.
她跟我一起服侍，
just with me.
我们同工两个人。
Now we have four children.
现在我们有四个宝贝，
and many of them are still young.
有些还小啊。
My wife hardly does anything in the church.
我妻子在教会里头几乎不做其他任何工作服侍。
She attends the church.
当然她来教会，她帮忙做饭，她参加聚会听道。
She's not busy in the church.
但她在教会里不是成天忙忙碌碌。
Because if she was, she'd be disobedient.
因为如果她在教会里还是那么忙的话，她就不顺服了，因为她有四个孩子要教养啊。
And she homeschools them.
她在家里头教他们。
She teaches them every day.
每天要教导四个孩子。
She teaches them the scriptures.
要教他们圣经。
You see, and so it's according to the stage in our life we need to be involved in church.
所以按照我们生命不同的阶段，我们可以在教会里头从事不同的服侍。
Everyone must be faithful.
那每个人都要尽忠。
And we must minister according to what God's calling us to do at that time.
我们必须按照神当时的呼召，我们要尽上自己的本分。
And we must look for opportunities to minister to the people of God outside of these walls.
而且我们要在这个教会的墙壁外头的人也要服侍他们。
Let me ask you a question.
请问一个问题啊。
When was the last time you came here?
你最后一次来到这儿。
And you did something more than just receive.
你不仅仅是领受，你还做了别的事儿。
When was the last time you encouraged another Christian in their Christian walk?
你最后一次你鼓励别的基督徒要好好的与主同行是什么时候？
Did you come here this morning saying, "God, open up the door for me to help at least one believer somehow"?
你今天来这儿有没有向神求助啊？让我帮助别的信徒有没有
？See, we have this idea that if we just come, we're doing okay.
我们有这个错误的概念，只要我们来教会参加聚会做一做就行了。
Now imagine that I'm the owner of a company.
你想想，如果我是一个公司的老板。
And every year I interview every one of my employees to see how they're doing.
每一年我都要跟我的所有的职工呢，要谈一谈，面对面谈一谈，看看他们的情况怎么样。
And I tell this one guy.
我跟这个人说。
What are you doing?
你做的怎么样啊？
He said, every time the doors of this factory are open, I'm here.
他说每一次这个工厂的大门一打开，我就来了。
That's great. What do you do?
很好。那你做什么呢？
I don't do anything.
我啥都不干。
But every time the door of this factory is open, I'm here.
只要工厂大门一开，我就报到。
What have you produced?
那你生产了什么东西？
Nothing.
我啥都没生产。
But every time the door of this factory is open, I'm here.
我就到。
And I take my seat.
然后我就坐下。
And I sit there.
我就坐在那儿。
I'm going to fire him.
我就会炒他鱿鱼。
But that's the way many Christians are.
但很多基督徒就
是如此。Every time the door of the church is open, I'm here.
每一次教会的大门一开，我就进来。
Well, congratulations.
恭喜你。
We ought to pin a star on your shirt.
你，我应该给你几个奖章。
The question is, what do you do when you get here?
问题是，你来到教会以后，你做什么？
How are you serving?
你怎么服侍主？
You see.
看到吗？
Who did you come here to encourage today?
你来到这，你鼓励了谁呢？
Or help or bless?
或者帮助了，或者祝福了哪一个人呢？
Now let's go on to another test.
好，我们继续看下一个考验了。
This is probably one of the biggest tests in the scriptures.
这个考验也许是圣经里头最大的考验了。
Let's read verse 7 and 8.
我们读七到八节，第二章起一起读。
Chapter 2,
亲爱的弟兄啊，我写给你们的不是一条新命令，乃是你们从起初所受的旧命令。这旧命令就是你们所听见的道。再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
In verse 7, it almost seems like John's confused.
在第七节，好像约翰呢，昏了头了。
He seems like he's contradicting himself.
他好像在自相矛盾。
Look what he says.
你看他说什么。
I'm not writing a new commandment to you.
我不是写一条新命令。
I'm writing an old one.
乃是从起初所旧命令。
And then in verse 8.
然后第八节。
I am writing a new commandment to you.
现在我写给你们是一条新命令。
Well, what is it, John?
约翰你在干啥？
You say you're not writing a new commandment.
你说你不是写一条新命令给他们。
You're writing an old one.
你写的是旧命令。
And then you say you're writing a new one.
第八节你说我写给你是一条新命令，又是新的。
So what is he saying?
他在说啥？
He's saying something very important.
他在讲一些很重要的道理。
He's talking about the commandment to love one another.
他在讲彼此相爱的这条命令。
And when he says it's not a new commandment but an old one,
这不是新命令，乃是旧的命令的时候。
He's saying ever since the beginning, God has commanded us to love one another.
他说从起初神就教导我们要彼此相爱了。
It's all throughout the Old Testament.
在旧约里头也是这么教导的。
So it's an old commandment.
所以是一条旧命令。
Yet at the same time,
但同时呢，
it's almost like it's a new commandment.
几乎是像一条新命令一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when Jesus came,
因为当耶稣来到世上，
He raised the standard of what it meant to love so high.
他把爱的意义提升到一个地步。
That it's almost that it was an entirely new command.
所以看起来就像一条新的命令一样。
You see, we can say that about everything in the Old Testament.
我们也可以讲到旧约里头一切的都是如此。
I believe that everything you find in the New Testament, in a sense, you find it in the Old.
我相信啊，一切在旧约里的教导，从一个角度，你在新约也可以找到。
But when Jesus comes,
但当耶稣来到了，
He takes it to a whole new level.
他把旧约的命令提升到一个新的高度。
For example,
譬如，
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
你不可犯奸淫。
That's in the Old Testament.
这是旧约的诫命。
Jesus comes back and says what?
耶稣回来怎么说？
If you've looked at someone lustfully in your heart, you've committed adultery.
你看到一女人心里动了淫念，你已经在心里犯奸淫。
In the Old Testament, love your neighbor.
在旧约你要爱邻舍。
Jesus said, love your enemy.
耶稣说爱你的仇敌。
In the Old Testament, give 10%.
旧约十一奉献。
Jesus said, you may have to give everything.
耶稣说你要舍弃一切所有的。
You see that?
看到没有？
And so when he commands us to love, it is such an exceptionally high commandment.
所以当他吩咐我们要爱的时候，这是一个何等高超的诫命。
Now look at verse 9.
再看第九节啊。
The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness till now.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里。
The one who says he's a Christian.
一个人自称他是基督徒，
and yet hates his brother,
却恨他的弟兄，
is not a Christian.
其实不是基督徒。
Now, who is the brother here?
哦，这里讲的弟兄指的是谁？
Here it's not a reference to the poor, even though we ought to love the poor.
哦，这里讲的不是那些贫穷人，虽然我们要爱贫穷人没有错。
It's not a reference to someone of another color, even though we ought to love all people of all colors.
指的也不是另外一个民族、种族的人，虽然我们要爱其他民族的人。
Here he's specifically talking about Christians.
这里讲的弟兄指的是基督徒。
One of the greatest evidences that you become a Christian is that you love other Christians.
你成为真正基督徒的一个最大的证明就是你会爱其他的基督徒。
We have a statement in English, birds of a feather flock together.
在英文里头，就是中文可以这么说，物以类聚，群以人以群分。
If you love to be with unbelieving lost people,
如果 you like to be,
if you love to be with unbelieving lost people, 如果你喜欢
跟那些不幸的、失落的人跟他们常常作伴，跟他们在一块儿的话，
and you love talking about what they talk about,
他们讲什么你也讲什么。
And you love doing the immoral things they love to do.
他们做的那些不道德的事，你也喜欢跟着一块儿去干，同流合污的话。
It's because you're just like them.
因为你是他们同类的人。
But if you're a Christian,
但如果你真是基督徒的话，
you're going to want to be with other Christians.
你就会愿意跟其他基督徒在一块。
And you're going to love them.
你会爱基督徒。
Now that doesn't mean you can't be with unbelievers.
这不是说你不能够跟不信的人在一块啊。
But it does mean that you're going to have a special relationship with those who are believers.
但你若真是基督徒，你就会跟那些真基督徒有一个特别的关系。
Have you ever heard someone say this?
你有没有听过人说这样的话？
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
But I'm not going to any church.
但是我不上教会。
Just filled with a bunch of hypocrites.
那教会里都是一大堆假冒伪善的人。
When someone tells me that,
当有人跟我那么说的话，
you know what I tell them?
你知道我跟他怎么说？
You're doing the work of your father, the devil.
你正在行你父的旨意，就是撒旦的旨意。
Because he stands outside the church and slanders the people of God too.
因为撒旦站在教会的门外，毁谤神的百姓。
You see that?
看到吗？
Are there hypocrites in the visible congregation?
在地方的教会里头，有没有假冒伪善的人呢？
Yes.
当然有啊。
But there's a little bit of hypocrisy in all of us.
但是我们每个人里头都有一些假冒伪善的成分。
We've already proven that, haven't we?
我们已经证明了，对不对？
See, if Jesus died for you,
你看，如果耶稣基督为你而死，
I can't turn my back on you.
我就不能够离弃你。
And if Jesus died for me,
如果耶稣为我而死，
I'm truly one of his,
如果我真是属他的，
you can't turn your back on me,
你也不能够离弃我。
One of the greatest evidences that you've become a Christian is that you love other Christians.
你成为基督徒的其中一个最大的证明就是你会爱其他的基督徒。
And you live in a way so as not to put a stumbling block in front of them.
而且你行事为人，你不会绊倒别的基督徒。
You want to be a blessing to them.
你愿意成为别的基督徒的祝福。
And you don't just say with your tongue, I love Christians.
你不仅是嘴巴、舌头说我爱基督徒而已，而且。
If someone were watching your life from the outside,
如果有人从外面在观察你的生活，观察一年的话，
and then they had to give evidence in a court of law,
他们必须在法庭上给证据的话，
that you truly loved other Christians,
你真正爱其他基督徒的证据的话，
would they have any evidence to present?
他们会不会有证据拿出来给法官呢？
I know a man in Kentucky.
我认识在 Kentucky 一个人。
He's an old man now.
他是个老头现在。
He's a used car salesman.
Youth car.
Used.
Used. 他是一个二手车的经纪人。
Now you know that used car salesmen don't have the best reputation.
你知道，通常这些二手车的经纪人没有什么好的名誉啊。
But he's proof that there are some very godly used car salesmen.
但是他证明自己他是一个很可靠的二手车的经纪人。
He has a little car lot.
他有一个小小的车厂停车场。
At the most maybe 40 cars.
最多大概40辆车在里头停着。
He's not a preacher.
他不是个传道人。
But if you mention his name almost anywhere in the western part of the state of Kentucky,
那只要你提到他的名字，在 Kentucky 州的西边啊，
people go, oh yes, yes.
人们都会
Even the unbelievers,
就算不信的人也都会
Yes, he is a good man.
他是个好人。
He is a Christian man.
他是基督徒。
Christians would line up and tell you how he has helped them in their problems.
基督徒会排队啊，然后做见证，他怎么在他们的困难中帮助他们。
And if you went to the country of Romania,
如果你到罗马尼亚那个国家，
almost every Christian there knows his name.
几乎所有的基督徒都知道他的名字。
He's built churches.
因为他在那儿建立了教堂。
He's brought Bibles.
他把圣经运过去。
All from his little car lot.
都从他的那个车停车库里头赚的钱。
And if you ask him,
如果你问他
I love the people of God.
那他说我爱神的百姓啊。
I just love the people of God.
我爱神的百姓。
How can I not love the people?
我怎么能够不爱他们呢？
Is there any of that in you?
在你的生命中有没有这样的表现和证明呢？
You see, if God, this is what I teach my sons.
我教儿子就这么教的啊。
Ever since they were little.
那他们从小。
If we are wealthy.
如果我们有了钱。
It is to help our poor brothers in Christ.
我们就要帮助我们主里头的贫穷的弟兄。
If we are strong,
如果我们强壮的话，
it is to protect our weaker brothers in Christ.
也是为了保护我们主里头软弱的弟兄。
If we are intelligent,
如果我们有智慧聪明的话，
it's to help our brothers in Christ who never had the opportunity to have an education.
也是去帮助那些没有机会得到教育的主里的弟兄。
Every gift we have,
我们所有的恩赐，
is to serve God's people.
都是为了服侍神的百姓。
And through my many years,
我这么多年来啊，
33 years now serving Christ, 33年
服侍主的33年来，
I have met so many men,
我遇到了许多的人，
women,
弟兄或姊妹啊，
they weren't in the ministry,
他们不是在服侍当，
they were,
不是在全职服侍，
they were lay people,
他们是所谓的平信徒了。
But oh, how they use their gifts to help the people of God.
何等善用神给他们的恩赐来帮助神的百姓。
And you know what else?
你知道还有吗？
They're always the happiest people.
他们总是最快乐的人。
Always.
总是满了喜乐。
And that's the way you ought to be.
你我也应当如此。我们应该这样。
You know, one of the great sins in the Chinese church.
你知道中国教会的一个大罪是什么？
Don't think I'm being mean.
不要认为我很厉害。
If I was talking to a group of Italians, I'd talk about the sin in the Italian church.
如果我在意大利人教会讲到，我会说他们同样的意大利人的罪啊。
But when your children are born,
当你的孩子生下来，
you want to have a great reputation through your children.
你要借着你的孩子光宗，叫你孩子光宗耀祖啊。
To get the best grades.
你要他们在学校里考第一。
And to get the best jobs,
找最好的工作，
and to be wealthy,
以后就发财，升官发达，以后兴荣，飞黄腾达。
And then you want all the ladies to get together and talk about your children.
然后你要所有的姊妹会里头都在谈论你的儿子，你的孩子。
Which one's smartest and which one's best?
谁是最好的？谁是最聪明的？最有出息的？
Are you more worried about them prospering in this world, or do you want them to prosper in the next world?
你是否更关心他们在这个世上成功发达，超过他们在来世的成就。
You're worried that they're not learning their algebra.
你担心他们没有学好他们的几何。
But are you worried they're not learning their Bibles?
但是他们没有学好圣经，你担心吗？
Are you teaching them to gain the whole world and to lose their soul in hell?
你是否在教导他们要赢得全世界，却在地狱里失丧他们的灵魂呢？
Now there's nothing wrong with helping them to succeed in all these things.
当然，帮助他们在世上有成就本身没有错。
But it's so that they might serve God.
但是他叫他们有成就的目的是好叫他们能好好服侍主。
And they might serve God's people.
好叫他们服侍主的百姓。
I just came back from Hong Kong.
我刚从香港回来。
And met with a large group of rural pastors from mainland.
我遇到了一群从中国大陆来的农村的传道人。
Most of them don't have the commentaries they need.
大多数没有他们所需要的那些解经书。
They can't do the training that they need.
他们没有机会得到很好的培训。
Why'd God bring you to Canada?
为什么神把你我带到加拿大？
Just so you could have a nice life?
好叫你能够舒舒服服享受人生吗？
No.
不。
That you could serve the church.
好叫你能够服侍他的教会。
And not just in China.
不仅是在中国。
Last week I met in the desert with a group of people who crossed the border from Iran.
上个礼拜我在沙漠里头碰到一群从伊拉克是吧？
Persecuted.
伊朗受逼迫的信徒在一块。
Persecuted.
他们受了逼迫。
Poor.
贫穷
pitiful
很可怜的
The only reason that I prosper is to help them
我之所以在世上能够兴旺的唯一的原因是要帮助他们
Do you see that?
看到吗
It doesn't mean you can't have a nice house
不是说你不能够有个豪宅
Does it mean you can't have a secure sense of life?
不是说你在世上可以不可以有保障的生活。
But we do what we do for the people of God.
但是我们之所以这样做，是为了神的百姓而行。
And if you will do that,
如果你愿意这么做
then when Christ comes, you will shine forth like a star.
那么当基督来的时候，你会像太阳一样的发出光辉。
That's what we live for.
这是我们生命的目的。
I know a doctor.
我认识一个医生
He's a brilliant doctor.
他是一个很聪明的医生
He drives the ugliest truck I've ever seen.
他开的车是我有史见到最最最丑陋的老爷车
His truck is so ugly when you see it, you want to hug him.
他的老爷车丑到一个地步，你看到就想拥抱他
He refuses to work in a hospital.
他拒绝在医院里继续工作。
He has developed an entire ministry where he ministers to the Christian families all over the area who can't afford to go to a hospital.
他自己发展一个事业，他去帮助所有那些没有钱上医院的那些家庭去照顾他们。
He did a blood test for me last week.
他上个礼拜替我做验血。
Said how much is going to cost?
我问他要花多少钱。
He said, "Oh, $10."
他说十块钱吧。
Said I live to serve the people of God.
他说我活着是为了服侍神的百姓。
Just be very careful, brothers.
弟兄姊妹，真要小心啊。
Persecution never hurts the church.
逼迫从来不会毁掉教会的。
Prosperity does.
倒是丰盛、发达会毁掉。
It's a killer to the soul.
因为这会毁掉人的灵魂的。
One of the greatest manifestations that we're Christian is that we love the people of God.
我们是真基督徒的一个最大的证明就是我们会爱神的百姓。
I want you, we're going to close by looking at Matthew chapter 25.
我们再看马太福音第二十五章啊，我们就结束了。二十五章。
And read verses, chapter 25, read verses 31 through 40.
二十五章三十一节到四十节，我们同声来读。当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了你们给我吃，渴了你们给我喝，我做客旅你们留我住，我赤身露体你们给我穿，我病了你们看顾我，我在监里你们来看我。一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候看见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身露体给你穿，有什么时候见你病了或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
Now, many ministries look at this and use this as a basis for their ministry.
很多的服事啊，拿这段经文作为他们服事的原则根基。
For example,
譬如啊，
evangelistic prison ministries.
福音监狱事工。
Or feeding poor people.
或者喂饱那些贫穷的人。
And they use this text
他们就用这段经文
as the basis for what they're doing.
作为他们要服侍别人的根据。
We should evangelize in the prisons.
当然我们应该在监狱里头传福音。
And we should feed poor people.
我们也应该喂养那些贫穷的。
But that's not what this is talking about.
但这不是这段经文的
at all.
意思，根本不是，不是他的本意。
Jesus is not saying I was a murderer in prison and you didn't visit me.
耶稣没有说我是一个杀人犯在监狱里头，你不来看我。不。
even though we should visit murderers in prison.
当然杀人凶手我们也要去探望他们，没有错啊。
What is he saying?
但他这里到底在说啥？
In the early centuries of the church,
在教会初期，
and in some places today,
还有今天有些地方，
because people are Christians, they are poor.
因为有些人信主，所以他们就
no one will hire them.
就工作就找不到，就贫穷了，缺乏了。
Because they're Christians, they've been thrown in prison.
或者因着他们是基督徒，他们就被迫害，坐监了。
Because they're Christians, the doctors won't even attend to them.
因为他们是基督徒，所以医生就甚至不敢看他们。
In many places of the world, Christians have to get their own burial grounds because they're not allowed to bury in the town cemetery.
甚至有些地方。因为有些人是基督徒，他们找不到埋葬身之地啊，所以要自己去买一些墓地。
So when he says in verse 35, I was hungry.
所以三十五节他说，因为我饿了。
He's talking about Christians who were hungry because they were Christians.
他们讲的是基督徒因着他们的信仰受迫害，所以
受饿。Prison,
或者赤身露体啊，或者坐牢啊，或者等等生病啊。
Now the next thing you need to see is this.
下一件你要看见的是。
This is the day of judgment.
这是审判的日子。
Now I want you to take this seriously.
我要你严肃地对待这件事。
He looks at all these people. Let's say we represent all the people standing before Christ on the day of judgment.
我们就代表那些在审判的日子站在基督面前审判台前的这些人呢。
I want you to think about you.
我要你想把自己放在里面。
Because here he is separating the sheep from the goats.
因为他这里把绵羊跟山羊分开来。
And he tells the goats,
他告诉绵羊山羊
go to hell.
下地狱去吧。
He tells the sheep,
他告诉绵羊
enter into heaven.
进入天堂。
And what's the difference between the two?
这两者之间什么不同？
He looks at the group going to heaven.
他看到那一群上天堂的人。
Or no, let's do. He looks at the group going to hell.
他看那些下地狱的人，那山羊。
And he says this.
看着他们，他说
，I was hungry.
我饿了。
And you didn't feed me.
你不给我吃。
He looks at the group going to heaven.
然后他看着那些进天堂的。
I was hungry and you fed me.
我饿了，你们喂养我。
Which group are you in right now?
现在你在哪一群人当中？
And then he goes,
然后他说
I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink.
我渴了，你给我喝。
He looks at the group going to hell.
然后他看你下地狱的。
I was thirsty and you never gave me anything to drink.
我渴了，你任凭我，你不给我喝。
Which group are you in right now?
你现在在哪一群人当中？
Are you in the sheep group or the goat group?
你是在山羊群还是绵羊群？
And then he goes on, he says, I was a stranger and you invited me in.
我是个陌生人，你邀请我到家里。
He tells that to the sheep.
他跟那些山羊、绵羊说。
I was wandering and homeless because I was a Christian. They took away my land.
我无家可归，因为我是基督徒，他们抢夺了我的产业。
And you took me in.
你就接待我。
To those going to hell.
对那些下地狱的。
Oh, you heard stories about how much I was suffering.
你听过我受苦受难的故事，你听。
You knew there were people like me who, because of their faith, had no place to live.
知道像我这样因着信仰就无家可归这样的人。
You never even talked to me.
你根本不理我，不睬我。
You didn't seek me out.
你没有去寻找我。
He looks at the others and he says, "The sheep," he said, "I was naked."
绵羊，我赤身露体，我缺乏。
You clothed me.
你给我穿的。
He looked at the group going to hell.
然后看见下地狱的。
I was naked.
我赤身露体，没得穿。
You didn't do anything.
你根本不管我。
What group are you in?
请问你在哪一群人中？
And then he says, "I was sick and you visited me."
然后他说我生病了，你来探望我。
I was in prison and you came to me.
我在监狱里头，你来探望我。
Looks at the group going to hell.
然后对那下地狱的说
，You never helped one sick brother.
你从来没有帮助一个生病的弟兄。
You knew.
你明明知道
that there were Christians in prison.
基督徒因着信仰坐牢。
And you never even sought them out.
你从来没有去
寻找他。But Lord, they were far away.
但主啊，他们太远了。
Yeah, and there were ministries that were helping them.
是有一些人在服侍他们，对。
And you never helped.
但是你没有加入，你没有。
Never did anything.
你啥都不干，你漠不关心。
Now let me ask you a question.
好，请问。
Which group are you in right now?
你此时此刻你在哪一类人中？
Now I'm saying it this way to have an impact.
我这样说是为了叫你明白。
Because we're saved by faith.
因为我们得救是靠信心。
But at the same time, if you're really a Christian,
如果你真的相信了，你是个真基督徒
的话，you're going to love other believers.
你一定会爱其他的信徒的。
You may not be helping the Christians who are in prison in North Korea.
你也许没有帮助那些北朝鲜的在监狱里。
Because you can't help everybody.
因为你不可能帮助所有的人，对不对？
But who are you helping?
但到底你现在在帮谁呢？
And let's start with this local church.
让我们从这个本地教会开始。
How are you demonstrating love to your fellow believers?
你怎么样子向你的信徒，你的弟兄姊妹在彰显爱心呢？
Let me show you how this works.
让我
Let's say we're all in Rome in the first century.
譬如说我们都是在第一世纪罗马的人。
And we meet out in the woods as Christians.
我们身为基督徒，我们在森林里头聚会。
And one night the service is over.
有一天晚上呢，聚会完毕。
And we all take different paths back into the city.
我们都各自就回到城市里头去了，不同的途径啊。
And you go to bed.
你就睡着了。
And at 4 o'clock in the morning, someone's knocking at your door.
凌晨四点，有人敲你大门。
And it's an elder.
是一个长老。
He says, "Come back to the meeting place."
回到那个聚会地方。
What happened?
发生什么事儿
？Come now.
赶快来。
And so you go back.
你就回去了。
And there you find the church gathered together.
然后你看到教会在那聚集啊。
What happened?
发生什么事儿
？An elder stands up.
一个长老站起来。
When we were dismissed last night,
昨天晚上我们聚完会之后啊，
two of our brothers were caught by the Romans.
我们两个弟兄被罗马士兵抓住了。
They've been beaten.
他们被打了。
They're wounded.
他们被伤了。
They haven't eaten.
他们还没吃过饭。
They have no water.
没水喝。
They're in prison.
他们坐牢，正在坐牢。
And at that time, if someone from the outside didn't bring food and medicine, you died.
如果那一刻，在那个时代，如果你不去带一些医药啊或者水啊食物，他们就会饿死。
And so immediately, a young Christian jumps up.
所以立刻一个年轻基督徒啊，就
And he says, "No problem, I'll go."
踊跃的挺身而出，他说没问题，我去。
I'll take everything.
我解决这个问题。
And then an old deacon stands up.
然后一个年老的执事站起来。
And says, "Thank you, son."
谢谢儿子。
But sit down.
坐下。
You don't know what you're saying.
你不知道你说的是什么。
You've got to realize.
你要明白啊。
That whoever goes.
不管谁去探望他。
Will probably also be caught.
也许可能也被抓起来。
And imprisoned.
也被关起来。
Or killed.
或者杀了。
And then the old deacon says,
那这个老执事说
we have to help them.
我们必须帮我们的弟兄。
But we need to pray first. We need God's wisdom.
我们先要祷告，求主给我们智慧。
And all of a sudden, about 15 people stand up.
大概五十个人挺身而出，站起来。
And they're mad.
他们发脾气。
And they go, "This is stupid."
太愚昧了。
Yeah, we're Christians.
没错，我们是基督徒。
But we didn't sign up for this.
但我们没有自告奋勇做这样的事。
You people are fanatics.
你们这些走火入魔的人。
They got caught.
他们被抓
That's their own fault.
那是他们自己
I'm not risking my life.
我可不冒险
I'm not risking my family or my job or my business.
我的生意我的工作我的家庭我可不去冒这个险
And they march out of there.
他们就一走了之
And then two old men stand up.
然后两个老人站起来
They say brothers.
弟兄们
Our families, our children are all grown.
我们的孩子，我们的家人都已经长大了。
Our wives have already gone home to be with the Lord.
我们的妻子都已经回天家了。
Gather all the things.
把
Gather all the medicine and the clothes.
把需要的东西都聚拢，什么医药品啊。
We will take it.
我们去吧，我们没事儿。
What are we seeing?
我们看到什么
？The division of the sheep and the goats.
我们就看到山羊跟绵羊分别开了。
Those goats got up and walked out.
山羊就一走了之。
We're not risking our life.
我们才不冒那个险呢。
We're not risking our prosperity.
我们才不愿意失去任何东西呢。
But the sheep.
但是绵羊呢
？They knew what they had to do.
他们知道他们应该做什么。
Now again,
好。
If you're not helping persecuted Christians overseas,
如果你没有帮助那些海外的受苦、受难、受逼迫的基督徒呢？
It doesn't mean you're not a Christian.
并不意味着你不是基督徒啊。
But if you're not showing love to anyone,
但如果你对任何人都没有爱心的彰显的话，
you're not really involved in helping sacrificially anybody.
你不愿意付出、不愿意奉献、不愿意帮助任何人的话，
then where is the love?
那么到底你的爱在哪里？
Where is the love?
你的爱
you see,
在哪？看到吗？
And never forget this.
不要忘了。
Your expression of love,
你的爱的表现，
it should reach the mission field.
应该也达到传教的工厂。
But it doesn't begin there.
但不是 从宣教工厂开始的。
How are you showing love in this local church?
关键是你如何在这个本地教会彰显爱心。
How are you serving?
你怎么服侍彼此服侍呢？
How are you serving the Christians closest to you?
你怎么服侍跟你最亲近的基督徒呢？
If you've looked through this today and you've said, I'm not a Christian.
如果你今天看了这些考验，你说，哎呀，我不是个真基督徒。
Then repent and believe the gospel.
那么你就要现在悔改，相信福音。
And if you say, I am a Christian.
那如果你说，哎呀，我的确是基督徒。
But these things still, I need to grow and I need to do better.
这些考验，这些事儿，我需要继续的成长，做得更好。
And grow.
那么就继续成长。
And do better.
继续的长进。
One last thing.
好，最后一个考验。
You don't need preachers who are just going to tickle your ears.
你不需要搔你耳朵痒的传道人。
You don't need mean men who hate you.
你也不需要那些恨你的人。
But you don't need men who are just going to tell you nice things and then you all go home.
你也不需要那些讲好听话的，然后讲顺耳的，叫你回家。
If you realize something, I didn't make any of this up.
你要知道，刚刚讲的不是我发明的道理哦。
This is just the exposition of Scripture.
这是圣经解经的结果。
And there's power in it.
圣经本身有能力的。
Some of you are really troubled.
你们当中有些人听了这个就心里头不安了。
Some of you are very happy.
有些人听了很高兴。
Some of you are maybe mad.
有些人甚至是在发脾气。
But that's the impact that the word of God has.
这就是神的道的果效。
And that's what you need in this pulpit.
这是你需要讲台上所讲的，就是神的道。
And a man who will with love fearlessly proclaim it.
一个充满了爱心，用爱心说诚实话，而且毫无惧怕的传讲神的话的人。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for the word of God.
父，我们为着神的话感恩。
Please use it in the life of this congregation.
求你使用你的道在你的百姓生命中。
That they may be everything that you have decreed for them.
好叫他们能够满足你造他们的目的。
And that on that great day they hear, "Well done, my faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master."
好叫那个幕后的大日子，他们可以听见这良善忠心的仆人可以进入你主的喜乐中。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.